When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Selena Gomez is setting the record straight about a feud with Kylie Jenner. And Pink tells us about her feud with Madonna. I had no idea. I get deep with Charlie Puth, head to the Disneyland Resort to talk music. And Nipsey Hussle's killer is sentenced. So much to run through today. I'm Tetris. It's Thursday, February 23rd, but let's start with this drama. Selena Gomez has been getting a lot of love on TikTok after some assumed shade. Let's break it down.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
Why is it that 3 hours after Selena Gomez posted those videos on TikTok, would Kylie Jenner post, "This was an accident"? And ironically, she put the text on her freaking eyebrow.
After this TikTok went viral accusing Kylie Jenner of taking a dig at Selena Gomez, Kylie hopped in the comments to set the record straight. Kylie said, "This is reaching. No shade towards Selena ever, and I didn't see her eyebrow post. You guys are making something out of nothing. This is silly." To which Selena responded, "Agreed, Kylie Jenner. It's all unnecessary. I'm a fan of Kylie. Love seeing queens supporting queens." The TikToker that was reaching posted a follow-up TikTok because, of course, she had to say,
"Kylie did respond. She obviously wants people to see it, so I'm leaving it here."
Which had Selena dropping a heart in the comments. But the Selena love fest didn't stop there.
"My name is Bella Hadid."
Selena used the Bella Hadid filter with the caption, "I wish I was as pretty as Bella Hadid." And Lady Gaga wasn't having any of it. She commented on the post saying, "You look and are beautiful inside and out. One of my favorite ladies alive. Find you a friend that builds you up like Lady Gaga." And from putting some beef to bed to stirring some up.
"Madonna doesn't like me. I don't know why."
"Why? Well, why wouldn't she like you?"
"Some people just don't like me."
Pink stopped by Howard Stern's SiriusXM radio show on Wednesday and was asked about her longtime hero, Madonna, who Pink says doesn't like her.
"She tried to kind of play me on Regis and Kelly, and I'm not the one."
Hey now, there's more to this story.
"So I just said a joke when Regis brought me out. He's like, 'How does it feel to meet you? Like, I mean, I heard you're just falling over yourself backstage. How does it feel?' I'm like, 'I thought she wanted to meet me.'"
Apparently, it got twisted around that Pink was fangirling and dying to meet Madonna, when actually the Queen of Pop wanted to meet the Trust Fall singer. All is good for Pink, though.
"I love her no matter what. Like, I still love her."
Hopefully, Madonna feels the same way about you. I loved having my buddy Charlie Puth in the studio, so I have to share with you some stuff I found out that you might not have known. The strangest thing I do before I go on stage is...
I pee a lot. I have such a fear, irrational fear, of having to go to the bathroom when I'm on stage and be like, "Guys, I have to excuse myself. I have to use the restroom." So
but hold on, guys, just a quick break.
I get it all out of me. Like, okay. I'm a dry sponge at the end.
A smart thing to do, the one song I wish I wrote.
"I Can't Feel My Face" by The Weeknd. That'll be my answer for forever. That's an incredible
song.
Yeah.
"I can't feel my face when I'm with you."
Cats or dogs?
Oh man, both.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll let you slide with
that. Okay, let me slide with that one.
Steven or Michaela?
Those are my brothers. They're twins. Wait, what the hell? No, I can't. Okay, I will pick dogs on the last one. I gotta pick Steven and Michaela on the equal playing field.
Okay, that was the one we'll let you do equal. Who has made you the most starstruck?
I don't get starstruck. I know that sounds really pompous, but
no, that's a good thing.
I'm impressed with people's work ethic and what they do for, you know, if whatever industry they're in, but I'm never like, "Oh my God, I'm next to so-and-so." Like, even when I met Jen Aniston on the Ellen show, I was really excited to meet her, but they were like, can you act like a little bit more excited when she walks out than you did backstage? And I was like, okay, I mean, she's just Jen.
Just Jen. I love that.
Jen, come back out here.
Hi. Hi. Oh. Nice to meet you. Yeah.
Fans of Nipsey Hussle can say justice is served. We have the story. After a delay, Nipsey Hussle's killer has been sentenced.
7 to a 14, 14 to a whole day. Lord knows it's a cold game.
After being found guilty of first-degree murder for the 2019 killing of rapper Nipsey Hussle, the man responsible has finally been sentenced. A Los Angeles judge on Wednesday sentenced the murderer to 60 years to life in prison. The delay in sentencing was because the defense attorney tried to argue the conviction down to manslaughter or second-degree murder. The argument was rejected. Nipsey Hussle was gunned down outside his Marathon clothing store in South Los Angeles. The Grammy-winning rapper was known as Neighborhood Nip and was widely respected in the music industry and a local hero for his work in revitalizing his community. At sentencing, Nipsey's friend, Herman Cowboy Douglas, made an impact statement saying, "Our community right now, we lost everything, everything we worked for. One man's mistake, one man's action messed up a whole community." For more on the life of Nipsey Hussle, head to billboard.com. And to end the show with a bit of magic, I got to go to my favorite place to talk to the cast of Marvel's Moon Girl about music. We're at Disney California Adventure with the cast of Moon Girl and some fans testing their Disney music knowledge. What Disney star is number one on the Hot 100 right now?
Miley Cyrus.
Selena Gomez?
No, Miley Cyrus.
Ariana Grande.
What's the song?
Flowers.
Oh, you're on it, girl.
Yeah, I can love me better than you.
Flowers, I love it. This single girl's anthem.
What Disney star is in a hit sitcom sequel right now? How I Met Your Father.
Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff.
The Disney star is ex-basketball player Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain. Next question, please. I know all this stuff.
I literally almost said Lizzie McGuire.
Everyone be cool and chill. Just like me. Cool and chill. Let me hear you say it. What am I?
Cool and chill.
Yeah, I said Hillary Duff. What did it sound like?
Demi Lovato and Jonas Brothers were in a musical together. What was it called?
Camp Rock.
Yeah, you're like, duh.
We rock on.
The Disney musical of Demi and the Jonas Brothers was Sweet, Sweet Tomato Pie, a beautiful musical. If you haven't seen it yet, see it tonight.
What Disney star is a Golden Globe nominee and has 39 songs that have been on the Hot 100?
Demi Lovato?
No, but I mean, you're in the same world.
The Disney star that has 39 entries on the Hot
Ariana Grande, she's not it.
That's their name. Their name is literally Sa, Si, Sa.
She was a witch?
A witch? Selena Gomez?
Selena Gomez?
It's a Selena Gomez!
Yeah, Selena Gomez. That's what I said, Selena Gomez. Sa, Si, Sa, Sa.
Yes, she's had
that many?
Yeah, she's had 39 entries on the Hot 100, and she also is a Golden Globe nominee.
Oh, that's incredible.
What show did Britney Spears get her start on?
Mickey Mouse Club?
Oh, I know this. The Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Mickey Mouse Club!
Okay, we got professionals here.
Britney Spears, a lot of people don't know this. Britney Spears did a Disney show called Little Brit, where she played a little British girl named Britney Spears. A beautiful story where she rides a hawk off into the sunset at the end of every episode.
I guess when you ask Disney fans questions about Disney music, they're gonna know the answer. That's it for today. Come back mañana for some new music and a look into the origins of hip-hop. This is Billboard News.